It's Turkey Week, and it's high school football. Hello, everybody. Terry Bennett here on the Fat Cow Jerky Spice Peppers West Texas Huddle right here on the LSG Sports Network. As we hit the third week of the playoffs, it's Thanksgiving week. It's what most coaches consider one of the big goals of a program, to be playing on Thanksgiving week, and it is oh so fun. I just love this week. I've said it on every other show, and I'll say it every year at this time. This is my favorite week outside of the state championship weeks. I don't know. There's just something about a short week, Thanksgiving. Like right now, it's Wednesday night, 3:40 p.m., and I'm recording this. And normally, recording it on a Wednesday is perfect, but with it being Thanksgiving tomorrow, the week feels short, and it just feels different. And I like how it feels, and I like how Friday afternoon football feels, and Saturday. It's just a blast, and we're here to talk about it. We're going to do what we always do, and that's focus on the West Texas side of the brackets. Unfortunately, in some of the classes, there's not many left, but those that are left, we will talk about. But before we do that, we want to thank our sponsors who have made this show possible, including our title sponsor, Fat Cow Jerky. Find them online at fatcowjerky.com for most utterly perfect jerky you're going to find. That's Fat Cow Jerky. As I like to say, it's the best jerky on the internet. 100% premium marinated meat. It's slow cooked over hardwood, 18 to 22 hour process, and it's amazing. And for all the talk, I always talk about all the different flavors and the fact that they have canine treats, and dogs love the canine treats, and you'll love the regular treats. The price per bag is really, really good, especially in today's world where inflation and jerky and barbecue are two of the things that have shot through the roof when it comes to inflation. But Fat Cow Jerky still, for a 3-ounce bag, which is a pretty good amount. Grant and I, on our road trips, we can take down some jerky, and you easily take a bag a trip. But it's still affordable. It's still amazingly delicious. So check out Fat Cow Jerky. Find them online at fatcowjerky.com. On Facebook, just type in Fat Cow Jerky. You can also email them, fatcowjerky@gmail.com, or give them a text, 484-463-7633. Now we want to thank Spice Peppers, the best hot sauce, Spice Peppers Enterprise. You can find them online at spicepeppers.com. And I always tell everybody, and I've said it multiple times, get the Gourmet Collection, the gift box, because it has all the flavors. And that's how you're going to find out which one you like best. And what I like about Spice Peppers is it's about heat and about taste, not scrimping on either one of them. You know, about 10 years ago, it was all about heat. Just you had all the heat challenges, all the spicy wing challenges, and Grant Goodwin and I, we've tried a few of those. And then you kind of swung into more of the sweeter sauces. It tastes great, but there's not a lot of bite. Spice Peppers marrying the two. It's intense flavor, it's heat, but it's a great flavor as well. So again, you can find them online at spicepeppers.com. You can email them, spicepepperco@gmail.com. Give them a call, 937-508-1329. You can find them on Facebook. Just type in Spice Pepper Enterprises. And then we would love to thank Nicole Thompson, State Farm, now in Amarillo. She was Nicole Thompson State Farm Hereford. Now she's Nicole Thompson State Farm Canyon/Amarillo. She will be back next year as a sponsor, but it won't be of a Hereford show. It will be of a Canyon ISD show. You can find her at 4722 Southwestern Street. Her new office is in Amarillo. Now, you can get a hold of her. First off, you can give her a call, 806-391-1033. You can email her at Nicole@NicoleThompson.com. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we talk Region Semis right here on the West Texas Huddle, brought to you by Fat Cow Jerky on the LSG Sports Network.
Hey, football fans, Christmas is right around the corner. We have the perfect gift for your high school football fan in your life. Friday Night Legends, the board game. With Friday Night Legends, you can play the greatest high school teams of all time against each other based on their real stats. That means you can play the 1989 Odessa Permian Panthers of Friday Night Lights fame against the 2017 Mater Dei team. And really, see who's the better team. Or what about Peyton Manning's Newman High School in New Orleans against Trevor Lawrence's Cartersville, Georgia team? There are thousands of teams in the library from all over the United States. Get your copy of Friday Night Legends at BoardGameLegends.com and be the hero of Christmas morning.
Terry Bennett back here on the West Texas Huddle, brought to you by Fat Cow Jerky. There's nobody in 6A, unfortunately, that made it through West Texas. Nobody in 6A Division I or Division II. In 5A Division I, Region I, you got Abilene 6-11 versus Burleson Centennial 11-1. Hey, the bounce back that Abilene has had through the playoffs has been absolutely amazing. You know, the Eagles at one point, they started the year 1-3 and lost four of their first five games. Heck, they even lost as recently as the second to last district game. But, man, they've gotten two big wins in the playoffs. They beat El Paso de Valle 42-14, beat Red Oak last week 35-0. And to be fair, it was helped that Red Oak upset Denton Ryan. But, hey, that's you can only play who you've played, you know. This isn't like setting your schedule. You have no say in it. So, hey, you tip your hat to Red Oak for possibly making your path better. But that was a dominating win because it kind of felt like a lot of people thought, you know, hey, maybe Red Oak was going to be the surprise team and then Abilene takes care of them. But they have a tough one this week. Taking on Burleson Centennial, a team that their only loss was to Aledo. A team that, in my opinion, they have the speed and the athleticism. Phillip Hamilton at quarterback, Chapman Lewis at running back, Elijah Zay at running back, Jaheim Abibio at running back. This team is deep, and this team can score. And I just think that it's just a matchup nightmare for Abilene. So I do have Abilene's season ending. But, man, just what a nice run for the Eagles. In Class 5A Division 2, you've got Cantillo 10-2 versus Wiley 9-3. Abilene Wiley, of course. This is at Fort Stockton's Panther Stadium on Saturday at 3 p.m. I love the afternoon high school games. They're just a blast. And I think this is going to be a great matchup. The Eagles come into the game 10-2. They lost to Pebble Hills to begin things 23-0. Lost to Del Valle in September, 38-7. Since then, though, they've been on an 8-game winning streak, just absolutely laid waste to the district. Really wasn't even challenged. The biggest district challenge was El Paso Andres, 49-20. The Eagles rolled there. In the playoffs, they beat Palo Duro, 28-0. Last week pulled off what I think some would call the upset, or mini upset over Arlington Heights, 21-14. And I think that was a great game, but I like Abilene Wiley in this one. The Bulldogs just seem to have, I keep saying this, but they've kind of figured out 5A. It took them a while. Came up from 4A. They've had an 0-10 season, a 2-8 season. But Clay Martin and his squad this year, 9-3 losses to Cooper, Stephenville, and San Angelo Central. A 6A and then a 4A power and a 5A power. All games were competitive and within one score. And I just think that they figured it out. Last week beating Heritage, and a lot of people thought Colleyville Heritage was going to win that game. And Abilene Wiley comes out and scores 50 on them. I just think Abilene Wiley's the better team, and I think they're going to be the ones to advance. All right, let's go to Class 4A in Division 1. You've got Wichita Falls 8-4 versus Brownwood 10-2. Abilene's Wildcat Stadium Friday at 7 p.m. Give me Brownwood in this game. I just think Ike Hall and the offense is going to be a little too much for Old High. Wichita Falls, hey, look, they've had a nice little season in 4A. And we talked about them, you know, how would they adjust when they drop down? And they've adjusted pretty well, I think, for all things considered. 8-4, they beat Big Spring and Dumas in the playoffs. They were in a very competitive district. Their only loss in district was to Decatur, 37-21, in a great game. And they gave the Eagles all they can. They gave the Eagles the best game in district. And I think Wichita Falls can make this a little bit of a game, but I just think Ike Hall and that offense for Brownwood, man, they're just scoring at will at times. And he is probably the most electric player left on this side of the bracket. And you look at his year and Colin Anderson at running back and Jason Jackson at wide receiver and Brownwood through the first 2 weeks of playoffs, 63 points and 31 points. And their two losses on the year with Wiley, a team we just talked about, Abilene Wiley 5A, and then to Stephenville. And that was a game that was really competitive. It turned out 42-21, but that game was competitive for most of that game. And I just think the Brownwood's just built better. for this time. Canyon Randall 9-3 versus Decatur 9-3. This is also at Abilene Wildcat Stadium Friday at 1 p.m. Give me Decatur. They've been up and down, but a lot of that's been injuries, and I think they've kind of found themselves. Randall on the year, that Hereford loss is still inexplicable, and it still clouds my judgment about them just because it came out of nowhere. And that's not fair, but it did. And they did have a good win against Estacado last week, 27-14, and they beat Springtown 31-7. So, I mean, you can't really say that they've been through the toughest playoff route, but, hey, you can only play who's in front of you. But, yeah, that, I still look at that Hereford loss and that Canadian loss. And that was a pretty bad Canadian loss. And, yes, Canadian is still playing, and Canadian at 3A level is amazing. But 56-21, you shouldn't be losing it by that much, in my opinion. And I just think Decatur is a terrible matchup for them. The Eagles on the year, you know, they had some issues with coaching and all a couple years ago, and it caused a big hubbub. But they've really rounded into form under Coach Huff. And Preston Escobar, their quarterback, and his main target, Brody Edens and Hunter Smith. Hunter Smith is a big, tall, athletic receiver that can just go up and catch anything thrown to him. Their three losses, all the teams made the playoffs, and two of them are still playing, and they were competitive in all of them. They lost to Anna, to Ryder, and to Stephenville. Anna and Stephenville are both playing still. And I think Decatur, I don't want to say names their own score, but I don't think it's too far off from naming their own score. All right, let's go to 4A Division II. You've got Monahans 9-3 versus Godley 7-5. This is the matchup of, holy crap, how did these two teams get here? Monahans last week having to hold on to against Seminole. That game was 41-27, and Seminole made the frantic comeback to fall short 41-40. But what a great game that was. Monahans, you know, they started out the year 0-3, but you looked at who they lost to, Shallowwater, Andrews, and Big Spring. Now, Andrews ended up limping to the finish line, but early in the year, Andrews looked really, really good. Since then, Monahans has won 9 in a row. Their toughest matchup was in district was to Fort Stockton, who they beat 38-29, and Fort Stockton went two rounds deep into the playoffs to finish at 10-2. And the Lobos are led by Chino Navarrete, their quarterback, Aiden Salcedo, their running back, McClay Ortega, a really good wide receiver, really quick. You know, Fred Stahl has just done a wonderful job there, and they have a defense that is sneaky good. I like them in this game. I do think it's going to be another close one, and you got to kind of start wondering, does Godley just have, you know, destiny on their side? You look at them, they struggled in the middle of the season, but again, look at who they've played. We go back to that, but that matters. West, they lost to, still in the playoffs. Paradise, they lost to, still in the playoffs. Gatesville, that's a struggle. Ferris, they lost to, they got beat last week in the playoffs. Glen Rose, still playing in the playoffs. And then since then, they've been on a 5-game winning streak. And they beat Midland Greenwood and Seminole. Again, we talked about that classic game last week. They have a very, very good running back in Landon Thigpen. Cameron Leverett, he's kind of their all-everything. They'll play him at wide receiver, sometimes at cornerback, sometimes at running back. Cole Allen, their quarterback. This is a team that can score with you. I think this is a high-scoring game, but I'm going to go with Monahans in this game. I like what the Lobos are doing, and I think they're going to make it to the region final. And then Wichita Falls Hershey 9-2 versus Glen Rose. Glen Rose is the real deal, and I am very impressed that Glen Rose was able to keep their season upright while Hudson White, their quarterback, got better because he got hurt. Their one loss is to Brownwood on the year, 17-3, very competitive. Went 5-0 in 4A Division II district play. Really, outside of Godley, really wasn't tested, and I don't really know how tested they were with Godley, seeing as they won 69-35. Their first two playoff wins have been pretty easy. Graham 55-14 and Fort Stockton 63-12. Again, Hudson White's their stud quarterback. He missed like half the season, if not more. And they did a really good job, and they kind of kept rolling. You didn't really miss a spot. Tristan Black running back, Braulio Sevilla running back. They have a young team. They're athletic. They're fast. They've got decent size. And I think that they're a matchup nightmare for Hershey. And it's funny saying that because, you know, Hershey was top 10 start the season. And they've done pretty much everything you thought they would on the year. They had a really good game with Brock that went into overtime that saw the Huskies win that. I think that was, what, game two of the district or the non-district season, or maybe game three. And, you know, the Huskies have done everything everybody expected of them. They lost to Decatur. They lost the next week to Graham, but that's that game that was really a forfeit. They actually beat Graham. So on the field of play this year, they only have one loss, and that's to Decatur, and they were competitive in that. I just think Hudson White and Glenn Rose is just too much. Marion Peterson will need to have 200 yards. I do think there's going to be points scored in this game. Both of these teams are scoring points, and both these teams can. Jamarion Carroll, the wide receiver for the Huskies, is definitely a go-to guy. But I just feel that Glenn Rose is a little bit deeper than the Huskies, and I think they will get the win. All right, let's go to 3A. You got Idaloo 9-3 versus Wall 11-1. This is Friday at Sweetwater's Mustang Bowl. Hey, Idaloo, for all the struggles offensively they've had as they've converted to this new system, they're still playing. But they take a Wall team. They take on a Wall team that's playing really, really good. Give me Wall in that game. Canadian 10-2 versus Spearman 5-7. Friday, Borger, Bulldog Stadium. Give me Canadian, and this won't be close. I just feel that, I mean, they've already played and it wasn't close. The Canadian's just really good. Cavalier at quarterback is just once again showing that Canadian, for all the talk of Gunner and Bell and all that, Region 1 versus Region 2, Canadian, man, they're rocking right now, and I think they're going to be hard to beat. And Class 2A, Cisco 10-2 versus New Deal 9-3. This is the Colorado City Wolf Stadium. Give me Cisco. Sonora 10-2 versus Hawley 12-0. Friday at Big Springs Memorial Stadium. Give me Hawley in this game. Though I do think it'll be a close one. Hawley just feels like they're above everybody again this year in the region. The Bearcats on the year 12-0. Haven't even been really tested in district play. Their toughest test was against Albany, who's still playing, 26-14 in district. I did forget the Cisco game. My fault. They outlasted Cisco 36-33. I knew that didn't sound right. But since the playoffs, they've won 52-8 and 72-26. And Casey O'Shields and Will Scott and Austin Compton and quarterback Rody Hooper, they're just built different for this region, and I think they will win going away. And then in Class 2A Division 2, you've got Vega 8-4 versus Wellington 11-1. This is at Canyon's Happy State Bank. Give me the Rockets, the Sky Rockets. I think they win by a couple touchdowns. Clarendon 9-3 versus New Home 11-1. This game is in Florida's Tire Stadium. Give me New Home in this game, but I think it will be close. All right, that's going to do it for this week. Next week, we're going to be talking region championships, and it's going to be a fun one. If you're going traveling for Thanksgiving or for football, be safe. And until next week, this has been the West Texas Huddle, brought to you by Fat Cow Jerky on the LSG Sports Network.